USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Isaias has weakened slightly after blowing through the Bahamas. It should gain strength as it heads over warm water. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has closed beaches, parks, and virus testing sites.
Pay close attention to the Weather Channel, to official updates at the state and local level. This is something that's an evolving situation, and we know we are going to get some impacts. What shape those impacts take remains to be seen.
Meteorologist Chad Meyer says the storm could strengthen again as it heads toward Florida.
You know, so far, it has been the underachiever of the lifetime, where Hannah was so big and so bad so quickly. This thing has run into dry air, and it has really fallen apart. That's the good news.
The storm is now a tropical storm, but will strengthen again once it reaches warmer waters. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Three people have been charged with carrying out the Twitter attack in mid-July. USA's John Hunt has the story.
State authorities in Florida say 17-year-old Graham Ivan Clark was the mastermind of the attack. He now faces 30 state felony charges, and federal charges may also be filed. Federal authorities also announced that Mason Shepherd of Bangor Regis in the United Kingdom was charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud, conspiracy to commit money laundering, and the international access of a projected computer. Nima Fazeli of Orlando was also charged by federal authorities with aiding and abetting the international access of a protected computer. The arrest came after an intensive investigation by the FBI, IRS, Secret Service, and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. The accounts targeted in the attack included those belonging to Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Kanye West, Microsoft founder Bill Gates, and entrepreneur Elon Musk.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The nation's highest court gave the Trump administration a victory over the president's border wall. USA's Kenneth Burns has details.
The court's conservatives formed the majority to deny a bid from interest groups to halt $2.5 billion in Pentagon funds from being reallocated to the wall. The challengers, including the Sierra Club and ACLU, asked the justices to lift their order from last July that allowed President Trump to spend the money as court challenges worked through the system. The decision also means that last year's order remains in effect despite a federal appeals court ruling that Trump diverting money from the defense and military was unconstitutional. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
A training exercise for the Marines in California has had deadly results. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has that story.
Eight Marines were missing and one found dead after an amphibious assault vehicle sank during a training exercise near a military-owned island off the coast of Southern California. There were 15 Marines and a Navy sailor in the vehicle when it started taking on water as it traveled from the shores of San Clemente Island to a Navy ship. Two Marines were among those rescued that were injured. One was hospitalized in critical condition and the other in stable condition. Military ships, small boats, and helicopters were searching choppy seas for the missing amid moderate to strong winds. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.